chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, hello there, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and I am Dr. Gina. Thank you so much again for tuning in. We have a very beautiful day today here in Washington, D.C., in a DMV area. We're now sunny and 42 degrees. It's kind of breezy out, though, and the weather keeps going up and down, up and down. So we're in the 40s, and then Detroit, I see that you're sunny, and your high is going to be 34 degrees. That's nice for you guys. Richmond, Virginia, you are at 48 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 49 degrees, so you don't have just a degree to go up higher. Pretty cool in these parts in the DMV area, in the Richmond, Virginia area. Also in Jacksonville, of course, you guys are sunny and warm as heck. 81 degrees is your high. Well, listen, Dallas, you are cloudy today. You're the only one in the bunch today that's cloudy. You got 69 degrees and your high today is 81. So today has been a really good day. Workout was pretty good. You know, I keep my workout going on. It was Monday, the first day of spring, and I'm very excited about it because spring and summer are definitely my favorite times of the year. I love the hot weather. I have such a good time. I like summer dresses and all of that stuff, and I just like the beach and all of that stuff. So I love spring and summer. I love the excitement that's in the air with spring, all of the activities. You got Mother's Day, you got all these different events happening, spring vacation, you know, all of this stuff is happening during the spring months and people are getting ready for summer and things like that. School is getting ready to get out. You know, I have 12 years old. I'm sorry. He's 12 now. So we're always getting ready for the end of the school year and everything. So anyway, just loving life right now. This was a good week so far. Monday was Excel. For those of you that don't know, that don't follow me on social media or have not joined me yet, I have a small show that's called Excel, and it's called Excel with Gina R. Prince. And I really love it because it's actually having me do it on Facebook Live where I can communicate with people and really just be very transparent where people can actually see me. And it's been pretty good. I've been getting a lot of good responses from it, and the topics that I've been given, you know, and my spirit God has been giving them to me have been very, very good, and people can relate to them. So it's been amazing. I was a little nervous about it being face to face because on Facebook Live, like I've said several times, you don't know who's going to be joining you or even anybody for that matter. And you definitely you want to be communicating with people. So anyway, it's been really, really good. I'm thankful and I'm blessed that every message has been a blessing to everyone, and you know, people can relate to the topics and the things that I'm sharing. So it's been very, very exciting about that. So that's something new that's going on. And again, for those that have missed out, I don't know how you could. I got Keys Against the Enemy, my new book that's coming out this spring. Super duper duper excited and over the moon about that. You know, it's a boot camp devotional. It's 90 days of daily devotional, and you'll be able to read something, anything from politics to raising children to marriages to being single. So many different topics are there day to day. I'm sure that it's going to meet you exactly where you are each and every day. And it's a boot camp because what it is that it's really a crunch. You're disciplining yourself for 90 days to read it every single day and apply it to your life. It's prayer in there, which is really good. It's going to increase your prayer life. It's going to increase your revelation. meditation and, you know, with the Word of God. And it's just going to be really good meat to your soul for sure. And I want you to tell everybody to get their copy. Yes, this is book number 2, Keys Against the Enemy. And if that's not good enough, God has opened a door with my publishing company to do a podcast also called Keys Against the Enemy. So these are going to be podcasts based on the book, you guys. It's so exciting. So not only will you be able to have the book, you'll also be able to listen to the podcast every day, and you'll be able to just listen to what all God has been giving me, revelations on the different topics, because each day has a topic of itself. So it's going to be really, really exciting, a podcast, you know, and it's just a big deal. If you've been listening to the show, which I thank you, thank God that you have, you've heard the commercial with Steve Green. He is actually the executive publisher of my publishing company, Charisma Media Creation House. And he actually has a podcast on there, and his commercial runs on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And so it's really exciting to join forces with them. The vibe is so great. And you guys have heard about Charisma Media Magazine and everything else that they do. Millions of people all over the world. So it's very exciting to be a part of that and have Dr. Gina's radio chat and have Excel with Gina, our prince, and have Keys Against the Enemy, the book coming out. It's very exciting. Augusta, Georgia, I'll be seeing you on April the 1st at Diamond Lake. We'll be there at 9 a.m. I cannot wait. We're going to be bringing in a fitness boot camp where we're going to get it in for 30 minutes or more, and we're going to have a great time. So be listening for that April the 1st at 9 a.m. in Augusta, Georgia. I can't wait to see y'all. I got so much love for y'all, and I got free giveaways, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Today's show, I'm hanging out with the fellas. I got Trey Nicholson. He is from Glory Radio Station in Columbia, South Carolina. He's joining me. And also, I got my main man, comedian A-Train. He's going to be joining in later on in the show, and I can't wait. So he's going to be sharing trending topics, and we're going to be bringing the funny and some updates on what's going on with him and his comedy world. All right, well, now joining with me is Trey. Trey Nicholson, how are you?
I'm good, Dr. Gina. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
Well, I'm super excited that you were able to join. I know you have your own radio show and you're taking time out to be with us and my listeners. I'm very glad that you are here and welcome.
Well, thank you for the invite.
Well, so listen, Trey, you know, it's a lot of people wanting to get into radio, a lot of internet radio, a lot of syndicated shows, a lot of radio going on. What is your thoughts about, you know, the movement of radio now? Are people starting to listen to more internet and radio than they are watching TV nowadays, you think?
I think you can never lose that live local touch. So depending on the city and depending on how much is the radio station connected with the community.
And, you know, I agree with that because, you know, you got to know what's going on in your city. So,
right.
I mean, that's the thing with even Sirius Radio. A lot of, I know that I have listened to that on the road many times, and it's good for on the road, but yet it's times when I want to know what's going on in the city that I'm going in or the city that I'm in, living in. I want to know what's going on, what plays are coming, what shows are coming. And of course, you know, internet and cable. Well, not because you can run commercials on cable locally, but you still don't know what's going on unless you're listening to your local station. But people are doing more internet radio nowadays. People that want to get into radio that can't get the opportunity, such as you. How did you first get into radio?
I actually started out interning when I was 12 and 13 years old. And God blessed me with the opportunity at 15 to get a part-time job as a board op. And then I was able to move up to doing weekends. And after doing weekends, God blessed me to move up to do middays. And after middays, God elevated me to do to start pre-recording other radio stations. So, and it is all hard work and dedication and being connected to community, having a good relationship with the radio station. If you're trying to get in the radio business, I would recommend intern, and have that good relationship with the program director, the operation manager, and the promotion director. And if a position come available, they will consider you first because you reached out to them.
And it's so true, because you definitely have to stay networked. It's kind of politic-ish as well, too, because I've always noticed that when I listen to local radio station anywhere, it's always a high turnover. One day you're in and the next day you could be out. So you're really blessed that you've been able to have longevity. And I'm pretty sure the internshipping has really, really helped you with your networking and that politics with the radio executives and et cetera, because you definitely have to have that type of networking ability. And that's something that I would highly recommend to anybody that wants to do radio, is definitely a lot of networking throughout the, you know, the high end, the high execs and stuff like that, even with the other radio personalities, because depending on where the radio personalities lie with those that are in high ranking, they can always put in a good word with you. Wouldn't that be good? Isn't that good?
Yes.
Too? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. And then another thing, if the radio station, the company knows that you're involved in the community, of course, radio, you hear the day going tomorrow. But if you're really active in the community, they're going to definitely keep you around.
Because your ear is to the ground. And that's the thing. You know what the people want. You can relate to them. You know what they're asking for. And it's also great for you to do that, to be able to bring that to the table, to keep everything going, flowing, and elevating in with that radio station. You know, I've taken radio productions when I was in high school, and I did a little bit of it in Upward Bound and television productions. And it's just interesting how it's come in full circle. I mean, you know, I didn't start as young as you did, but, you know, I think the avenue that is opening up with internet, I think a lot of people are that have grinded a lot are taking offense a little bit to the internet, because even with modeling, I heard the model's name, Lord, he did the Ralph Lauren, he was a model for Ralph Lauren, anyway, famous model, I can't remember his name for some reason, but I know it's Beckford. Anyway, he was saying that he was having an issue with the internet and models that were being picked from having a lot of followers, and because their prices are lower, and they're the hype of today. And I'm finding that a lot of people that have put in the grunt work in radio, even in television and modeling, it's really going towards the numbers and the numbers and what the internet is saying. So how do you feel about that?
Well, that, I think it just mostly depends on the market, where you at. Because every market is totally different.
Yeah. So what do you mean, what market, as far as like in modeling or radio or television, are you saying that?
Yeah, all of that, because, you know, everything's, honestly, I think more, TV's more of a more secure background than radio. Most radio stations, you have contracts in the smaller markets, they don't have contracts. In TV, big large market, small market, or medium-sized market, wherever you go, you're going to have that contract, that two-year contract. And modeling, I'm not really sure about how they do their contract, but the radio probably be, I would say, not really job security.
That is so funny to me, because it reminds me of the NBA and football, how the NBA is solid, but then football, as much as they, you know, put their bodies into work, not saying one is, you know, lesser than the other, but we all know that football is a lot of physical and dangerous, and they don't have, their contracts are not as solid as NBA. So would you say that that's a strong comparison in that sense?
Yeah.
I mean, because to me, I feel like there's more people looking at radio. I mean, listening to radio, and it seemed like the focus on radio would be strong in contracting. But that would explain why it's such a high turnover. I mean, since I've been in D.C., I've heard, three or four different people lose their jobs in the last 5 years.
It's just been that turnover
in gospel and in R&B. And I don't even know what the hip-hop is doing. I can just imagine.
Because everybody's trying to save money and more going to syndication. I know one radio popular group, they're pretty much all syndicated. They maybe have one local midday show, but the morning show syndicated, afternoons and nights syndicated.
Wow.
And I know some urban adult contemporary stations, most of them are syndicated in the morning, and then they're running D.L. Hughley or Michael Baisden. And sometimes at night, they might be live, or they could be in syndication with a Quiet Storm.
Well, let me ask you this. When you're syndicating as a radio owner, because you've been there long enough, you've been in radio long enough so you would know this. When you're purchasing a syndicated show like Tom Joyner or, you know, Michael Baisden or whatever, D.L. Hughley, are you saving money in opposed to having a local DJ? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, you're really saving money. Every syndication group is totally different. The requirements might be, hey, you have to run 6 minutes of commercials. They'll provide you with commercials that take care of that syndicated show. Some syndicated programs, you might have to pay a small monthly fee. It all depends on which one, but most of the times you come out saving money and you don't have to worry about paying for benefits. And pretty much spousing can be about 60%.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah, in the long run, you are saving because you don't have the... Yeah, I see what you mean. There's no retirement fund. There's no health insurance. There's nothing that you just... No vacation pay. It's none of that. You're just paying a certain amount. And it's probably cheaper because... And like you said, it's cheaper because depending on how many markets this syndicated show goes in, it's probably like a... It's a savings because of that. Because it could be... in all 50 states. So then that way it makes it even cheaper. Oh, wow. Well, you know, I mean, have you ever thought about having your own radio station?
Now, it would be nice to have, like, I own, like, two. The goal would be to own a gospel station, a hip-hop station, and an urban adult contemporary station. And that would be, like, the ultimate dream. Or I'll just start out with the gospel and just run it the best way that I possibly can. Mostly radio stations are now owned by corporate. And when you're owned by corporate, you kind of lose that local touch because, you know, everything has to be approved by corporate. Like, if you want to donate money, everything has to be approved by corporate. But if you're local and I own the station, I can give that way 10 times more.
And that's only because that's like church, though.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you're a pastor, you still got to have a group of people to run it by. It's always a meeting about something. You just can't, you know, do it on your own. But you know, that just helps, you know, with anything, you know, keep order and keep you accountable. But that's interesting. So with gospel, I know that you are a believer and, you know, that's where your passion is. How is the market in gospel as far as the listening, as far as advertisement, how is that going? Does that balance itself out?
It's balancing itself out. It normally depends on the city because some markets might not be heavy in gospel. In Florence, that's a gospel market. Do a lot very well with a lot of advertising with, of course, the churches. And there's a lot of singing concerts, so it all depends on the month, but we do very well.
Well, let me ask you something, Trey. Do they care in radio how old you are? Does that matter, like in on TV or in modeling? Does it matter, like, your age or any of that?
No, you just got to have the personality.
Well, you are young. I don't know how old you are, but you are super young.
28.
And with an older spirit, I tell you, because, I mean, you just have a very mature spirit. 28, I knew you were young. So are you heavily saturated in the gospel industry in Columbia, South Carolina? Do you know, fluent different ministries, or are you just part of one major church?
I'm part of my church, and I'm active in a lot of churches. I normally attend my normal service during the morning. After that, I attend different church programs in the afternoons. Speaking of one event, like next week, be in Lamar, South Carolina. It's like a big, they call it Lamar H. Scramble Jamboree. It's like a big festival, and they have gospel concert going on one stage, and it's just like a big and major event. So they normally stick about 30,000 people at this event.
Wow, that's interesting. So you do a lot of hosting and all of that in Columbia, South Carolina?
Yes, ma'am, and pretty much all in the PD region.
I saw you doing something in Myrtle Beach. What was that all about?
In Myrtle Beach, it was St. Patrick's Day event. It was all held on the Marsh Walk. It like had like a contest of dressing up the leprechaun. I'm on one of the stations down there in Myrtle Beach on 71.3.1. So I do
Are
midday.
you?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Do you record or is it syndicated? How do you do that?
It's recorded, and I actually do that from Florence. So everything's all lined out. So pretty much I can go anywhere and pull up the system and record my voice and automatically sends it to the station. So I just have to make sure it's done before 11:45 so it can transfer for the next
Well, that
following
is
day.
absolutely impressive, 28. Come on, 28. You'll be like Dr. Bobby Jones soon. That's really good. I mean, but that's really good. I'm impressed with that. I'm very impressed with that. I'm so glad that you were able to do this interview because it's a lot of things about you. Because we've seen each other several times where we had almost, you didn't host with me, but you were there at the Kim show. That was in, where was that, in Florence?
Yeah, that
Fayetteville?
was in
Where was it?
Florence.
In Florence. And, that was exciting. I've also been on your show talking about Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny, and a couple of other things that you were at that I was at. Ja'Kalen Carr, the gospel with Pastor Shirley Caesar, and Ja'Kalen Carr was
Patti
there.
LaBelle.
Yeah, and Patti LaBelle. We've done quite a few things, and so it's really good to finally, get to know you. And I know that, even though you're saturated in along that southern line of Florence and Myrtle Beach and Conway and what else, and Fayetteville and Columbia, South Carolina. What else in that area? Augusta, did your station reach to Augusta? Because I know Augusta reaches to Columbia. Is your show reaching to Augusta yet or no?
And no, it doesn't reach into Augusta.
Well, soon enough.
Yeah, soon
Soon
enough.
enough. Anyway, so yeah, it's really, really good to know this part of you and to hear, your take on the business, especially when, on the internet show, a lot of people all over the world. That's the advantage of internet is that you get people all over the world. And I think that's one of the reasons why talk shows, such as mine and others, do so well, because if you want talk and conversation, you can pick up that audience from anywhere. But I think just like what you said, the difference in the difference between the two that's major is that it's not a lot of a local focus and of any particular state. And I of course, we do the best we can. And the good thing about it, though, a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat is because I do go in different markets and I'm able to talk about different shows and things like that, and even give away tickets in Augusta and Charleston and Savannah and all these different parts, Detroit and all these different parts. My audience is all over, which but it's still, of course, I don't know what the local soul food restaurant is, and we're not talking about the deal at the local cleaners, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not giving away free plate. I mean, maybe I don't know, just what I mean, with the local conversation. But I think that this is good for the two to come together. I think it's an advantage to that, and I think it's an advantage that when as radio personalities, we could do different hosting gigs and go on different radio shows, to really help one another, because then your name is going broader out, and then people are getting to know me in your area even more, so I think it's a win-win for everybody. Internet, I mean, what can you do? It's the way of the times now, but that's why your local station have access to streaming. So why don't you tell everybody what station you're on and how they can follow and keep up with you?
All right. I can be heard on Glory 98.5. You can stream it at glory985.com. You can also hear me on Sunny 103.1. That's Myrtle Beach. You can stream the station, sunny1031.com. You can also hear me in Columbia on KISS 103.1. You can stream the station there at kiss-1031.com. Follow me on social media. Facebook is Trey Nicholson. Nicholson is spelled like the regular nickel. And put the S-O-N. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. Is Trey Nicholson. Is Snapchat. Radio is 88.
Well, all right. You done heard it from Trey Nicholson. You guys got to keep up with him. He's moving up, you guys. He's doing a lot at 28. So follow with him. And I know that something's coming up, Trey. I won't announce it just yet, but we'll be probably working together in the near future. Nearer than further. So I'm looking forward to it. Aren't you glad that we got to do this?
Yes. It just felt different. That's my first time actually being interviewed. I'm always asking the questions.
Did you get a good interview? I think you did well.
Yes. Well, thank you. And I'm glad my first interview was with you, the legend.
Hey, thank you. You heard it here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Again, you guys stay in touch with Trey Nicholson. Look him up. Google him. Glory in Columbia, South Carolina. Don't miss out. He always doing giveaways on social media. So, I mean, even if you don't live there and you're streaming, you can get those tickets and go right on there. Enjoy the show if you're in surrounding areas. If you happen to be in the city at the time, don't miss out. This is what the internet is all about. All right. Thank you so much, Trey. Thank you for joining us, and you're always welcome here.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
All right, God bless. Okay, you guys, stay tuned. My main man, Comedian A-Train, is coming up next right after these commercial breaks.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody. It's your boy, Country Wayne, Mr. Swag, right in everything. And I'm on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, all right. I am back. What a great interview with Trey Nicholson. That was really, really good and interesting for all of you that are interested in going into radio. I mean, do what you can do. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try. If you're interested in doing anything, writing a book, you heard it always from me right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, is nothing impossible. You can do all things. So make an effort and do it. If you want to blog, if you want a video blog, if you want to, you know, write a book, if you want to, you know, videotape a YouTube show. Why not? I mean, my son is talking about doing a YouTube show. I mean, he's, you know, getting the equipment together and getting it all professional. It's something he's been planning for years. And, you know, it's going to happen, you know, this summer. So I'm very excited about it. Doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. All you got to do is just step out on faith and just do it. Just thank God and look to Him for just ordering your steps to get it done. You know, so again, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, and I'm wondering, you know, are we ready for Mother's Day yet? I mean, we got Resurrection Sunday. I almost forgot about Resurrection Sunday. We got so many different holidays that's coming up, and you know, are we ready for this? It just seems like the time is going by so fast. I know that I'm excited about spring, but these holidays and everything are coming right back up again. And I'm wondering if we are ready yet, especially with this weather changing on us in the springtime. Let me see. In D.C., they were talking about the cherry blossoms and wondering was, you know, the cherry blossoms going to be able to come in full bloom because it was so cold last week here. I say they're going to come. We got the Jewish holiday coming up. Rosh Kaddish is coming up. Love that. That's Tuesday, March. Actually, that's coming up right on this week. Next week, March 28th. Rosh Kaddish is next Tuesday. My goodness, time is going by. That is so soon. Yep, Rosh Kaddish is coming up. And then we have Rosh Kaddish, Adar, is coming up on the 26th, which is Sunday. It starts then, and then it goes into the, let's see, the 28th. And then we have Rosh Kaddish again on April the 26th and the 27th. So, yeah, we got a lot of things coming up. Resurrection Sunday, Mother's Day, a lot is happening. A lot of holidays are coming up. A lot of reasons to be celebrating and getting ready for the new season. I know I'm super excited about it. I've been really talking about with my team, we're going to do another DVD, so I'm very excited about that. That's going to be coming up this summer, but super just over the moon again about Dr. Gina's radio chat expanding, but also with the book coming out with Keys Against the Enemy and all of that. So it's just a good thing. So I've been really talking to my son because he's growing up and he's 12. And so I'm adjusting to the fact that he's 12 years old. I mean, he's not a baby anymore. And I remember looking at him when he was like 2. Well, really like 6 months, and was praying that God wouldn't rush the time because I didn't want him to grow up so fast. And that's exactly what happened. He grew up fast. So it's kind of like I'm dealing with this, you know, him being 12 and wondering what's next. I know 13 is right around the corner, and then he's into football. So a lot of that is, you know, faster and, you know, rougher. And anyway, he's not a baby anymore. And, you know, it's just a mother's love. That's all. That's an adjustment for all of that. I wonder if that's just because I'm thinking about all that because Mother's Day is coming up. And even though it's in May, but time is flying so fast. There's so much going on so quickly in, you know, this year so far. I just remember, you know, 2017 seemed like it was just yesterday. And here we are at the end of March already. It's unbelievable. I want to talk to people about their workouts, though. I want to encourage you. I don't want you to lose track of your focus. I'm shifting gears a little bit. A lot of you have started off strong and now you're ending even stronger. I'm going to need you all to get your momentum back up and get back on your grind and start focusing on getting that workout in. You got to do it. You got to get that nutrition right, you know, and believe it or not, unless you get that nutrition right, it's going to make that workout that much harder. The more sugar you eat, the more sodas, more alcohol you're intaking, the more carbs that you're taking in, and you're not working out, it's going to make you feel heavy and sluggish. If you eat cleaner, eat green, you'll be able to get that energy going to get that workout in that you need. If you drink more water, you'll be more hydrated. You know, believe it or not, alcohol and sugar really dehydrate you. That sodium, a lot of sodium, things that you're taking in with preservatives in it, those frozen meals. I know they say they're diet, but they got a lot of preservatives in them, a lot of sodium in them. You'll be surprised how much sodium are in those diet you know, products. I won't name them, but, you know, anything that's saying diet, even with the sodas, a lot of sugar. So you want to try to stay away from that. I know a lot of people are wanting to get their workout in, but you got to fuel your body right. Even though you might have the most expensive car and the best, you know, they might have a powerful engine. If you don't equip it with the right petroleum, then it's going to be a problem. You have to have the right fuel for that car to run properly. That means the oil changes, all of that stuff, the right fluids. And that's the same thing with your body. You have to look at it as a machine. eat because you need to, not because you want to. That's one thing. Get that mindset out that you're eating because I want it. I want it. I want it. I got a taste for it. I need it. I'm going to feed my desire. You eat because you have to. So because you have to, if you start looking at it that way, then you'll be able to see that when you're eating, okay, what do I need to fuel my body? Okay, I need greens. I need clean. I need more protein. I need less sugar. If you start looking at it that way, and you'll be able to see your energy rise up so you can get your body going to get that good workout in. And the more you do that and the more you see the increase of your goals being met, the more excited you will be to continue on that journey. So it's not, you know, I've heard somebody say it's not a destination, it's a journey. My thing is it is a journey, and it's a lifestyle. It's a way of living, and you have to do it. It's all in your mind. It's all in your heart. It's all in your soul. It's all in your body. It's all one. If you're desiring to do one thing because that's what's in your, you know, your heart, your soul, and that's all in your mind, it's not going to work out to what your body needs to do. So you have to work that all out together. All right. Well, I hope that I've encouraged you to get that workout in. And yes, don't be discouraged if your body goes through different changes. That means it's only time to adjust. That keeps us exciting. So if you're finding that you're not losing weight and you might be, you know, maybe you've gained a couple of pounds, it's time to elevate that workout. It's time to cut out more or add in more. So it's just always an adjustment. So it never gets boring. Your journey never gets boring. There's always adjustments being made. Ain't that right, A-Train?
That's right, sis. What's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on with you? I mean, every time I turn around.
I'm just out here trying to eat. You know what I mean? Just
driving, man, you eating good. I saw your plate yesterday. Ruth Chris, y'all went.
I did. I was out. We went out for a little grub last night. You know how it is.
Yeah, your eating struggle is not real.
It's amazing, though, man. It's amazing. I'm just trying to live life to the fullest. That's all we can do, Dr. Gina, because this window of life is short, man. You have to live it. You have to be happy. You got to do what you want to do. You got to do what's going to bring you peace, because I'm telling you, it's short.
You know what, A-Train, that's just been my motto, I think, coming in 2017. And I appreciate you confirming that. I really do. I don't know why that just made me mushy, but I just appreciate you saying that because it's so true. I mean, it's like you can grind and grind and work and do, but it's got to be at some point. I mean, you have to just kind of surrender and just live, you know? And it doesn't mean to do anything that will harm you, but sometimes you got to smell the roses around you. If you don't take the moment, you'll miss them, you know?
Yep. You're right. And you can't allow people to separate you from that. I mean, when you think about it, you know, that's why they talk about don't interrupt, the importance of not interrupting a child's childhood. Because once they pass that window, life is waiting for them, and they'll never get those moments back again. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the same thing, like once you reach adulthood, you have to really fight and fend off people who try to separate you from you enjoying your life. You know, and of
it
course
is
that's
so
not
true.
That's not for people who are, you know, you out there doing something that's pretty much ruining your life. And you talk
exactly.
about, no, I'm gonna have a good time, I'm gonna do me, you know, you only live once, all that old kind of stuff. But I'm talking about in perspective, you know, the gifts that you have within you, the dreams that you have, you know, hidden with you, the visions that you have. It's just time to step out into them, because this is your shot that God has given all of us to do it. So
go get that. Really go get that massage. It. Go get that pedicure. Go to, you Absolutely. Know, eat at your favorite restaurant. Go to Starbucks That's and right. get that coffee. You've been drinking McDonald's right. coffee. Go on in Starbucks and get you a That's cup. Right. And you ain't got to take nobody. Don't feel guilty if you go by yourself sometimes. You don't have to take That's everybody right. with you, you know. You know, I think of those things when I think when you were talking about that. And like you said, I'm in a total agreement that it's not about self-destruction. It's about self rewarding. Like, I mean,
right. Self-love. Not? It's all about self-love.
Self-love. Exactly. Yep, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Self-love. I mean, well, listen.
Even the Bible tells you that, man.
Well, I know you and your wife, Tracy, been loving up on y'all. Y'all belly's been getting a lot of love because y'all been eating real good. And like, they need to post these seafood restaurants y'all be going to. It's like, where that at?
Oh, my God. Listen, and you know, I tried the vegan thing, and then this road life kind of
I thought about that. I said, what happened to the vegan thing?
Listen, so it's like we'll make compromises. It's like, okay, what would we say, okay, let's just start with baby steps. We won't cut all the meat out. Maybe we'll just do seafood. But that struggle
is real. I can see y'all now. Y'all cute.
We love seafood. And I don't understand how people in the South, I mean, we eat seafood every day, you know? I mean, it's a way of life down here in the South. So, you know, so I still try to stay away from the red meat, but, you know, but that seafood, you know, and I forget the actual name for that, for the people who eat seafood and don't eat red meat. There's an actual term for it, and it slips my mind right now. But so that's how we rock it right now. Yeah.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that, because seafood is, I mean, I used to live in Myrtle Beach, so I already know. Everything is fresh. I mean, it's the way of life. It's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy, and yeah. it's the best yeah. way. And it's good.
Now, I'm going to tell you where it gets interesting. It gets interesting because you're trying to find, you have to really, you know, intentionally find places that serve wild-caught seafood. And you know, a lot of people, you know, think they're eating real shrimp, but they're not. You know, it's those.
Oh.
If it's all you need to see on the back of that bag is water and shrimp. all them other ingredients and stuff. Listen, and like even with salmon, you have to really step your game up. And I'm sharing this because you got some entertainers out there that, like, you know, they think they're eating healthy on this road, but man. You got to open your eyes because the government has made it legal now where restaurants don't have to put it on their menu and certain stores don't have to put it on their label about whether or not if this seafood is, you know, wild caught or organic. So you really have to do your homework. And a lot of these restaurants, man, you know, that salmon that they be serving is not wild-caught salmon, is, you know, farm-raised, you know, or you know, or that other kind of, you know, development. So
oh, that other really thing.
Right, right, right. Right. I told them last week at a show, I was like, y'all around there eating that tilapia. You never heard Big Mama talk about tilapia. You better stick with catfish, some croakers, some brim, some whitings.
Right. And spots? Do y'all eat spots in Jacksonville?
What is it?
It's called spots.
Spotted. Yeah, I have heard of that.
I caught a couple in Myrtle Beach. That's why I know. But you're so right. You're talking about the stuff that you know is really in that water.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. All that stuff that they process and be creating. Man, please, you better stay away from that.
I know that putting what is it called, mutt fish? That's what I would call it. You know when they call mixed dogs mutts? That's
right,
mutt fish.
Right. And listen, they say some of that stuff that they use to feed, like, and create, like that tilapia and all that farm raised stuff. They say it's better for you to go eat a mullet or a catfish because I mean, or pig because it's less slop in it. You know what I mean? So
wow. And that is interesting. Well, yeah. Listen, you know, my manager knows a tilapia farmer. I'm going to have him come on the show and tell us how that's really done one day. We can ask him a bunch of questions. Because I've been I've seen them floating around in these tubes, but I've never really, yeah. I mean, living in Myrtle Beach, where does a tilapia come from outside of a farm? I hope I don't sound dumb.
But where I don't know. I've only heard them bring it in from overseas.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah,
well, yeah,
like
we need to do
China.
We got to do a dun-dun-dun-dun investigation on that. We got that. Well, that's going to come up on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm going to invite him on, and we're going to ask him some questions, okay?
I think the people will love it. I think the people will love it. The people deserve for us to give that to them. Yeah, that'd be dope.
Listen, so I was looking at your timeline. It pops up on my timeline because I follow you. What's going on with you and Tiger Woods? Isn't he getting that old?
I'm going to start a GoFundMe account for Tiger Woods to get some sew-ins or something. That far as these weave or something. Tiger looking stressed out there. Tiger
he's looking very stressed in this picture.
Yeah, he don't look like the Tiger Woods we know. He looking like Tiger plastic. So I mean,
he is looking very stressed.
Yeah, man. So. And it wasn't just me, but it was the internet all this week was like, what is going on with Tiger Woods, you know?
I know, he got bags on his eyes, his hair is losing his hair and everything.
He looks so old, man.
He do look old. And then I saw on here about the... I saw on here today about if your eyelashes look like cigarette ashes. Where did you come up with that?
I try to help the people out every now and again. So I just try to get them pointers every now and again. So I'm out here letting people know that, you know, once them eyelashes start looking like cigarette ashes, listen, it's time to take them out. It is time to take them out. They all gray and crusted up on against the skin. This lady, I saw this lady and she talking to me. I ain't heard nothing she had to say because I'm trying to figure out why is your face looking like something on the tabletop at a hookah lounge? I mean, it looked like ashes. It just looked like... Oh, God, that thing was funny to me. So I'm out here trying to help people out, Dr. C. You know what I mean? That's real talk. That's real talk, man.
I know that you was working with Lonnie Love. Tell us how that was like. What was that like?
Oh, man, shout out to Lonnie Love and her whole team, man. Comedian Mike James, which is also known as Third Pick, comedian Third Pick. So shout out to them, man. We got a chance to rock the stage here at the Comedy Zone here in Jacksonville, man. We did four shows here last weekend, so it was real dope, you know, sharing the stage with her. Because, listen, there aren't too many, and we talked about this last week. You know, being a female comedian is rough. You know what I'm saying? And then when you have a female comedian that's headlining across the country, you have to take your hat off and salute those sisters because, I mean, it just takes a little bit more than what it takes for a male comedian to have people come and, you know, pack your shows out. So shout out to Lonnie Love, you know, and all the female comedians that's out there. You know, people like Samore, you know, Dominique, you know, out of D.C., you know, of course, what's your girl name? Monique, you know, these sisters out there rocking, you know, and it was just an honor and privilege for her to, you know, want to show me love and give me the opportunity to share stage with her, you know, here in Jacksonville. So, I had a blast, man. We had a blast.
Well, I love it because it's in Friends, and it gives people in the areas that she's going in the opportunity, especially those that are really making moves. And you definitely are making moves in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, highly respected in this comedy game, and, you know, people that come in. And just like with any promoter, if you're going into a city, you want to respect you know, who's holding it down. And that's respect. Says a lot to your grind. And see, people don't know what's been going on. And we talk about it all the time. The labor that was, you know, that built this up, that foundation is so solid. And now you have gotten such recognition in the city that you're being honored that way and respected that way. And it would say a lot to those. Again, you know, we were talking about earlier, me and Trey Nicholson was talking about how you got to be in that community. It's all about being community oriented and respected in that city and that state that you're in. And the doors are going to open because the people have spoken. You know, once the people have spoken, that's it. It's almost like they expect for you. Like, you can't. Well, where's comedian A-Train? I mean, I know you DL, but where is A-Train?
Right.
I mean, they hold you down. You know, and I think that's so important. It's so important. So with all of these things that are happening, you got, you know, another country, Wayne. You're on that tour, and that's coming up this Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, also, actually, Friday, we're in Montgomery, Alabama, at the, I think it's the Temple Theater. And then Saturday night, we'll be in Meridian, Mississippi. So so Friday night, I'm in Montgomery, Alabama with Country Wayne. The Tax Refund Tour is Barbara Carlisle, myself, and Jordan Jackson. And we got Country Wayne headlining. So shout out to that dude, man, what he's doing with his career. You know, never being on TV, never doing, you know, radio syndication or anything like that. But this brother is going around the country and selling out shows. So he just did, I think, Virginia last weekend. And, you know, they had to add two shows. Most they ever do on that at that club is like four or five shows. But they had to do they had to add on some shows. So he did like seven shows last weekend in Virginia. So this week we hitting up Montgomery, Alabama, and we hitting up Meridian, Mississippi, Saturday. So
and it's the same lineup with Barbara and Jordan Jackson and yourself, right?
Yes, it'll be Barbara Carlisle. You know, she's a vet in the game. You know, she's done everything, BET, Comic View, you name it. You know, she's a veteran that's on the tour. And then of course you got myself and Jordan Jackson, along with, you know, Country Wayne doing his thing. So, yeah,
it's going to be a nice lineup. So, if you are in Montgomery, Alabama, I have a set of, I have for two winners a set of two tickets apiece. So, if you go ahead and go on drginaprince.com and say, hey, Dr. Gina, I will send you got to send me your information and I'll go ahead and get you those tickets and they'll be at Will Call again. The two winners that say on drginaprince.com, hey, Dr. Gina, you the first ones that get those, the first two winners get a pair of two tickets apiece to go to Montgomery, Alabama, and you'll be able to be there on the Temple Theater at the Meridian and on 8th Street, Meridian, Mississippi. That's the one I'm giving away. And then the other ones also, and also for the winners again, where's the other place? The Davis Theater in Montgomery, Alabama. The Davis Theater in Montgomery, Alabama. I got two winners for you there in surrounding areas. All right. Two winners that go on drginaprince.com and say, hey, Dr. Gina, you get two pair of tickets for you to go and see this for yourself. It's a must-see. You got to see it for yourself. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, A-Train, and we'll be right back because I want you to tell everybody about the show that's coming up in Jacksonville and everything else that's going down and how people can reach you. Will you stay with me?
Awesome. Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back. Commercial break time.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Oh, hello, good people. This is Michelle A. I'm here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Her voice. All right,
Adrian. I love it. It's just such
know,
a powerful
so
singer.
Cute.
I know. It's like when she's on that stage in that microphone, she's this beast, you know, and then off stage it's like, you know, she's just this other person you just never would have imagined, man. You know?
No, she's so cute, you know, and sweet as could be. I mean, we've had some good runs. I'm looking forward to coming together with you on some things, but I'm telling you, this has been an amazing journey to be a part of your journey in this last year, brother. I'm telling you. You just got connected with some good people, and your wife is such a beast. I mean, oh my God, is she for hire to anybody else, or is she just focusing on you? Because I mean, she is a beast when it comes to getting that word out there. I'm telling you, I'm impressed with her labor, and it's amazing. Of course, you deliver. So that's the thing, you know, she brings it out there, but you deliver. So it's amazing. It's a great team. So what else is going on?
Yeah, she definitely pushes me, man. So shout out to my wife, Tracy Emerson Smith. And she has a project coming up, too, here soon with another, what they call that thing, not a focus meeting. She has an event. If you go to Tracy Henderson Smith's Twitter page, you guys can see her event that she has coming up. But she does take on some other clients, Dr. Gina, if her plate allows it. So if you want to hit her up, just hit her up. Yep, real talk. But no, I've been holding this information. And so it was just real cool to go ahead and announce it that this year, 2017, I'll be hosting the Jacksonville Jazz Festival. This year, May 25th through May 28th.
Thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of people will be there.
Oh, my God. They do over, you know, Jacksonville is the second largest jazz festival in the country. New Orleans is number one, and Jacksonville is the second one. And, I mean, they do over 100,000 people. In a weekend, it's like, I mean, every day, it's like, it's crazy packed out there, you know. It's the biggest event in the city. So I'm honored to be back, you know, on that run again, because, you know, I did it, 2014 and I did it 2015, and my schedule, you know, didn't allow me to do it last year, but to be back in the saddle again this year is big, man. I'm really excited. So, shout out to the city of Jacksonville, and I'm looking forward to hosting that jazz festival. And you know, we got Gregory Porter, who just, you know, won a Grammy. He's going to be here, man. So it's going to be real, real dope.
What dates are that again? What dates are that?
That's May 25th through the 28th.
Okay.
So.
And I'm going to be in that area. Actually, I'm thinking I got a show on the 25th and. Isn't that around Mother's Day?
Is that? Yes, it's the Memorial. It's
Memorial weekend. Something's going on the 25th that I'm gonna be down in that area, and I would love to see if I can if I can partake. I mean,
I'm we'll talk.
Huh?
Yeah, I say we'll talk. You know that if you're down here, we'll talk. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And what else is going on? You got the big show coming on the Ritz.
Absolutely. April 21st, we got comedian Bo, last name Dacious, going to be hitting the stage. This guy's one of the most talked about comedians in the country. He travels with Dia Hughley every week, featuring for Dia Hughley. And that's where we met and we started working together. So I thought it'd be real dope to bring this brother to my stage in Jacksonville. So comedian Bo, last name Dacia. Those tickets are on Ticketmaster now, or you can call the Ritz Theater box office at area code 904-807-2010. Call and get them tickets, and that's April 21st, which is a Friday night at the Ritz Theater.
Well, I'm telling you, if you are in the area for the Jazz Fest or even for the show that's going on at the Ritz, it's a must-see. I would like to go to the jazz thing just to sit down and chill out and watch you do your thing, A-Train, and laugh and enjoy the music and feel the breeze and eat some seafood. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about chillaxing. So if I am working that weekend and I happen to be in that area, that would be a treat for me. To be able to support you in that, and then be able to catch a breeze and listen to some jazz and hang out with my sister Tracy, and while you working, I'll be Snapchatting you and all of that.
Right. You know how it
goes. But that's your thing. I just want to catch a breeze, man, and chill out. But if you're in the area, it's a must-see. He did the Orlando Jazz Fest. He got great reviews from that. It's something you don't want to miss. And just follow him. Do it again and see what happens on everything, right? Your Snapchat. You're on Instagram.
On Twitter, it's A-Train Live. And on Facebook, it's A-Train Live. So hit me up, follow me, and come and keep rocking with me, man. I'm out here. So, yeah.
Keep rocking with him, because you never know where he going to be at. And the same way with Dr. Gina's radio check. You never know who's going to be with me live right here. And we're so blessed to have you, comedian A-Train, my main man, celebrity comedian. I'm so excited he's a part of the team, and he's doing great and marvelous things. And I hope that you are inspired and encouraged. Every time you tune in, it's nothing that you can't do. You can do all things. You can do all things. There's nothing impossible and nothing too hard for God. But listen, I want you to live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny. I love you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.